You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
So this is Waiting to Exhale. This is our version because everybody that has been a part of MediConnect during that enrollment period is just trying to catch their breath, little downtime, and then get ready for that other enrollment when the new year rings in. So we're going to just have some fun today. Who, what, when, where, why, and how, the year that was, what lies ahead. But just everything from trivia to this day in history to some fun facts. And of course, when it comes to knowledge, when it comes to holiday favorite movies and songs and that type of trivia that I love, here's the pro. Lauren Uran from MediConnect. Happy holiday to you, your brothers, your mother, your father, your significant other, the pooches, the kids. So I hope you have a really wonderful holiday. And you all did an incredible job during the enrollment period. It's nice to be a part of the team. Good morning.
Good morning. We love having you as a part of the team. It was a busy enrollment period. You know, the changes to the prescription drug plan portion, I felt like we just had a lot longer appointment times even sometimes where, you know, you just had all this to explain. Things were changing for the first time on that side of the spectrum. And we'd never really seen that change before. So, you know, it was a long enrollment period. And I think, you know, I think about some of my reps out there, and I know I was running too some. You know, you're in the car out the door 7 a.m. You might be getting home 10, 11 o'clock at night. And it's like that every day, you know, and our folks that were manning the phones in the office 8 to 8, like nonstop. So, you know, just appreciate everybody, everybody's hard work, and hopefully, you know, the whole team gets to enjoy the holidays, gets to enjoy some time off here before, like you said, we ramp up into the next one. So it just kind of follows. And the petty enrollment period kind of overlays across all of this. So we don't really fully stop because there's no time for that.
So I was thinking, and I knew you would be here today, I was thinking when the last Christmas new music was released during a holiday, that it became a classic that we're listening to, say, 20 years later. Now, I don't know if this is correct or not, but just work with me on this.
Okay.
So you think of, you know, legendary songs from different performers that have withstood the test of time. But I remember in 1978, when I first got into this business and I was playing music, the Eagles released a song, Please Come Home for Christmas. And what was the name of the Eagles song, Christmas song? Let me check that out.
I'm not sure. I started thinking the Beach Boys.
No, that's it.
I started thinking the Beach Boys.
Yeah, and that song, Little Saint Nick, Beach Boys, but that song is kind of like my generation's White Christmas, if you will.
Right.
But Mariah Carey, obviously, she...
That's where I was going to go, right. The Mariah Carey song. That would be my generation.
I was going to get to that, but it really, every performer tries to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney, that caught on still to this day. But how many of them never have more than that one season run, you know? But everybody wants to secure that massive hit, Kelly Clarkson, all of them. Why? Because if you get a Christmas classic like Elvis did, Blue Christmas and Merry Christmas, Baby.
Bing Crosby, the original.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Carpenters, Merry Christmas, Darling. You can get residuals for your great, great, great grandchildren. So everyone wants to score that massive hit, but only a few really do it. You know what I mean?
And other than the Mariah Carey, I don't think anything since. And I know, like, I mean, I do love, like, you know, Lady Gaga and, like, when Amy Winehouse, like, you know, Tony Bennett had kind of gone in and sort of told them both, hey, you should be singing this kind of stuff. And when they went back and did some of the classics, not even Christmas songs, some of the classics they redid were just so amazing. And I'll listen to those still, you know. And, you know, Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett did an album together. But, you know, I think Lady Gaga needs to be the next one. I think she's capable.
She got the talent for sure. All right. What do you say we start off, now that we've done a little small talk, as we call it in the biz, let's talk about this day in history. And it's December 21st. You know, something about when I was a kid, when I would see December 5th, it was like it was over. You blink and it's like right here, and it's going to be Christmas Eve in a matter of days. So December 21st, 2024, also the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. The good news is that after today, days will become longer. Looking forward to a little more sunshine. But on this date in history, let's begin 1620. Lauren Uran.
So all the way back in 1620, the Mayflower Pilgrims land near what is now known as Plymouth Rock. Now, there were some discrepancies in the date, but they had today listed as that official landing. But they had kind of anchored off the shore. Well, a few people went out and, you know, kind of looked at the way of the land before actually, you know, bringing everybody in. But today is the day that they designate to that in 1620. 1937, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs premieres at Carthay Circle Theater in L.A., the world's first full-length animated film.
There was so much pressure. I'm a big fan of Walt Disney, his bio, probably one of the first bios that I ever read, autobiographies, and anything about him, documentary, all in, because the guy really had a very magical touch. But he was basically on the verge of everything going away, collapsing, done, finished, having to go be an animator and work for the competition, and he bankrolled this whole thing, his brother Roy. They just threw caution to the wind. And it turned out to be a multi-million dollar success.
I was reading about this a little bit, you know, as I was putting the script together. And I think it's still the number one grossing animated film of all time. I mean, like, if you compare, you know, money that at that time to what it would be valued at this time. I mean, and, you know, there was never anything like that.
And remember, this was in the height of the Depression when a quarter or a nickel or a dime was a whole lot of money. And people loved it so much.
And I think about myself, like, I grew up in, like, you know, I was born in the late 80s, so I had The Little Mermaid. I had, you know, all those, The Lion King came out. Like, all those ones that you kind of think Disney, right? But this was the original. And I remember watching this, and I loved this one. So
great stuff. Okay, 1968 on this date.
Apollo 8 is launched from the Kennedy Space Center, placing its crew on a lunar trajectory for the first visit to another celestial body by humans.
I cannot believe that 1970 on this date, Elvis, who wanted to stop illegal use of drugs, even though sadly he was taking a whole lot of prescription drugs, doing it illegally, he wanted to meet Richard Nixon because he wanted to help out. And he actually met Richard Nixon while toting a .22 caliber pistol in his belt. I mean, he had some really strange thoughts, but when he wanted to do something, he was Elvis Presley.
So I pulled the picture, and they said that that's the most requested you know, piece from the Congressional Library, even more so than the Declaration of Independence, the picture of Nixon and Elvis meeting. And he, as again, I was reading as I was putting the script together, they were saying Elvis was an avid collector of different badges. So when he toured the country, he would want a police badge from this location, police badge. So that's he was after a DEA badge. And that's what he wanted. And I read something somewhere, too, where, like you're saying, he wanted to stop it. But I also read somewhere that he thought kind of in his mind, if he had that badge,
he could keep doing what he was doing.
Exactly.
Wrong. But can you imagine, Elvis, is this you? That's me. I'm coming over right now and I want one of them badges. Give me one of them badges. No, because that's exactly, the paranoia was probably setting in because he had been doing them since the Louisiana Hayride, the uppers and downers in the 50s. And that's when they were starting to crack down on this stuff, and he wanted more and more and more.
He just that morning scribbled off a note. Hey, Nixon, I'm in town. Can I come in? You know, and they let him in.
Listen, so let me ask you, do you think if Taylor Swift, which is not going to happen with Trump for sure, but say if Kamala would have got in, if she would have called, would she have been able to see her right away, do you think?
I don't know. That's such a, I mean, and that, like, I start to get a little bit like, I've always, you know, celebrity politics, should it make, should it not? But like, I mean, they do. And Elvis had that power. And Nixon, you know, when his team was thinking about, should we let this occur? It was, this will be a good photo op. This will be a good, hey, let's tie in the younger generation. So from that same mindset, you think about it, Taylor Swift, the influence that she's had on young women, especially on, you know, people, the messaging of her music, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea really for anybody to get that photo opportunity as well.
So many years ago, I was at my grandmother's during the holidays, and I watched a movie, Barefoot in the Park.
Ugh.
And it was Robert Redford, Jane Fonda, And I fell in love with Jane Fonda because coming of age, you know how it is, 1965, 66, 67. So I was heading towards my teenage years. And a young Robert Redford before he became Butch Cassidy and all the things that he did. And I followed her career, I mean, up to Clute, which was one of my all-time favorites. And for some reason, I never put two and two together that she was Henry Fonda's daughter. So I really liked her for her talent and obviously beauty, but her talent from the jump. And to see this on this script that you brought me today, I mean, I knew she was in her early 80s and she looks incredible, but I would have never thought her to be 87 years old.
And again, as I say, I researched because I was going through this day in history and you know me as well. And every turn of the corner when I found something, I'm diving down a YouTube hole or whatnot because I'm like, wow. But, you know, yeah, Jane Fonda, 87 years old today. And Barefoot in the Park is one of my all-time Robert Redford favorites up there with Barbara Streisand.
Stars Born?
No.
Oh, Funny Girl?
No. Why can't I think of it? It's going to come back to me.
What was it?
The Way We Were.
Oh!
The Way We Were.
Great movie.
Yeah. So
great movie. Those
are two of my favorite Robert Redfords. And I watched Barefoot in the Park more recently. It was within the past couple of years for the first time.
And so let me just give him a little plug, too, because he's kind of a part of that generation. Clint Eastwood. And you got to believe if it's not his last, it's going to be close. Jury 2. It's making its debut on Max. So if you have HBO Max, Jury 2 might be something you might want to check out over the holiday. We're going to come back. More of this date in history, trivia question, and more. But don't forget, tell them how they can get a hold of the folks at MediConnect, where we have representatives standing by just to set up an appointment to get ready for that enrollment period when January rolls around and there is never a charge for your service.
And just to plug in there, you know, we had somebody call in yesterday that needed coverage for January 1st. So it's not too late. Give us a call. Our main line is 888-818-6334. We'd love to help you out.
And we're going to tell you about the seminars in January, too, that are going to be here within just about a month. So stay with us. This is MediConnect, the Inside Connection on KDKA.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, a couple of more things as far as this date in history, and then we're going to do our trivia question. Then we'll give you all the seminars that are coming in January. But remember, you need that coverage. You need help. Never too late. You can do it right now. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com. Samuel L. Jackson, who was a great character actor, you may remember him in the all-time Christmas classic Die Hard when he was first starting out. So he's just tremendous. Absolutely love him. And from those Capital One commercials, what's in your wallet? Good stuff. So Samuel Jackson is 76 years of age today.
And again, to compare that to, like, you were thinking about Jane Fonda, didn't realize she was 87. Then he's not, you know, 11 years younger.
Right,
you know, same generation. It's like, wow, I didn't realize they were that close
in age. I'm going to tell you this right now about Jane Fonda. I absolutely love her. I have such respect for her. She's honest to a fault, and I think people don't want to hear some of it because they feel the same way, but she's great. And where I really fell in love with her was on Golden Pond. That was a fantastic movie. Her dad, a little bit like my dad, so just good stuff, and I hope she's around for a long time. This other guy, during the pandemic, because I never watched the show when it was on because I was working, may be one of the greatest sitcoms in the history of television because of the cast ensemble. But Ray Romano is still one of my favorites, and it's also nice to know that he and I are the identical age of 67, and his birthday is today.
It is. It sure is. And then I picked out 1961 to focus this year, so the top song in this week in the year 1961 was The Lion Sleeps Tonight by The Tokens. Love that song. It was Jimmy Fallon did a thing on air with Robert Plant, and they... Robert Plant was a different song. The Lion Sleeps Tonight he did with Billy Joel. Jimmy Fallon, Billy Joel, they looped it in their voices. It was really cool. I'll have to send you the link.
I love it.
It was a neat take on the song.
But here's the other thing. Do you know that Jimmy Fallon's got this big... He's actually releasing a lot of stuff and doing a lot and promoting on syndicated radio traditional holiday music. But he did a version of Elvis on the Shelf. It is the most hysterical piece of music, trivia, parody I've ever heard. It would give Al Yankovic a run for his money. So if you get a chance, Elvis on the Shelf, Jimmy Fallon. This movie to this day, I love it. But the thing that blows me away is the fact that Natalie Wood lip-synced. And somebody actually was her voice. I loved her, still love her, but I was devastated when I heard that. But Rita Moreno, who's still with us today, this is a great all-time classic.
And do you know the girl that did, and I can't remember her name, the singing for Natalie Wood in this film also did the singing for Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady.
No kidding.
And Audrey Hepburn actually was being looked at to do the position that Natalie Wood did in this film, but she had just recently gotten pregnant and had had a miscarriage prior, so backed out of the film, and Natalie Wood stepped in, which I can't imagine it any other way, but West Side Story, folks.
Some night I have to have you just come in on my dime, on my show, and we'll just do this for an hour.
I'm in.
You're amazing. All right, let's get to the trivia question. First person that knows it and tells Alonzo at 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020, you're going to win a $15 get-go gas card. So here's the question. Go ahead.
So theming with the holiday movies, what city was Kevin McAllister's family traveling to for the holidays in the hit movie Home Alone?
You know, I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen Home
Terrible.
Alone?
Terrible. Well, I've seen bits and pieces of it, but it was like Star Wars. I never saw Star Wars until like 2005.
I've seen every Star, the original three. I have two little brothers. I have seen them more times than probably some fans.
I have a friend, Drew Monroe, who I work with for years at KDK Television. He's a movie critic. He's the best. He was in Philadelphia one year doing something. There was this long line for this movie. It was just released, Star Wars. And I thought, I'll check it out. He said, knew right then and there from the jump. And how about all those people that were in that movie? George Lucas gave them all a percentage of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that movie, if they would have never done, no, they wouldn't have been multi, but they would have never had to worry about working again. It's pretty cool stuff.
It is. Absolutely.
All right. Once again, here's the trivia question. If you think you know it, 412-922-1020. What city was Kevin McAllister's family traveling to for the holidays in the hit movie Home Alone? Now, we got some seminars coming, starting as early as January 14th. Here is where they will be. Go ahead.
All right. And these will all be at the 6 p.m. hour. So folks, you know, they're geared towards if you're going to be retiring or aging onto Medicare, turning 65 within the next year to two, definitely a must-attend event. So 6 p.m. on January 14th, we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express on Monroeville Boulevard in Monroeville. January 21st, 6 p.m., we'll be at the UPMC Neighborhood Hospital in East Liberty. January 23rd, 6 p.m., we'll be at the Town Place Suites in Cranberry, PA. And January 28th, we'll be at the Bethel Park Community Center in Bethel Park. So again, for a full list of those seminars, you can check out MediConnectInsurance.com. And we'll be adding tons more, as well as one of the things we've started doing recently is the live webinars. So we'll have a new date for that soon. But those are really nice because you can kind of view the seminar from the comfort of your own home. So wonderful events there. And you know, these seminars, I think that, you know, even last evening, my significant other and I were out to dinner and was talking with a few people, just general Medicare questions that you get. And it was even one of the shows that we did, Rob, during annual enrollment period, got a lot of questions. And some of those very questions that I just kind of get from everybody, and, you know, that's fine. I love answering them. As much as I like to talk about movies and that kind of history, I also love to talk about Medicare. We know that. So love to answer those questions. But all of those kind of general questions that you're going to have are going to be answered in this sit-down forum, 45 minutes to an hour of your time, really worth your time to get that basic education. Because I feel that that basic education is going to enable you to choose the plan that's a good fit for you, at least put us on the track to have that conversation about what type of coverage that you do need. Because everybody is different. Everybody has a different situation going on, health, family history, medications, doctors, right? So these seminars are really going to enable you to kind of have that foundation of education that you need to move forward into your Medicare career.
All right, so give the locations again, and then we'll let everybody know how they can sign up. By the way, they are free, but you got to sign up. Go ahead.
January 14th, 6 p.m., Monroeville, the Holiday Inn Express on Monroeville Boulevard. January 21st, 6 p.m., UPMC East Liberty in Pittsburgh, PA, off of Penn Avenue. And then January 23rd, 6 p.m., the Town Place Suites in Cranberry. And lastly, January 28th, 6 p.m., Bethel Park Community Center in Bethel Park.
All right, so again, here's that number, 888-818-6334. You can register there. Seminars are free, but you have to register or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the Seminars tab. Frank from Pittsburgh is the winner of the trivia question. Didn't take long. And the winning answer is?
So the question was, what city did Kevin McAllister's family travel for the holidays in the hit movie Home Alone? And that was Paris, France. They were en route to Paris, and Kevin stayed home.
Listen, being the father of three children, and when you're hustling and bustling and running and this and that, wouldn't that just be frightening if you left your kid? Listen, I don't even like this. Maybe that's why I don't watch that movie. I was such a protective dad with my kids. When we'd be at the mall, like this time of year, when I would be checking out, Lauren, I would have them in front of me, and they'd be pinned up against the counter because I didn't want them behind me on the side. I wanted them right smack dab in front of me because, you know, your mom would tell you all these horror stories growing up. So, man, I can't imagine. But Home Alone, an all-time classic.
And the
sure.
second movie, he gets on the wrong plane, so he ends up in a whole other city alone. I mean, again, imagine that. But one of my favorite things that I always see trending is they'll post up, like, you know, he went to the grocery store when he was by himself in the movie. Okay, so he had to go do groceries, to be an adult, do all the things to make the house full function. And they pull up that grocery list into what it would have costed now versus what it costed then, and just how much that inflation of the grocery list. And it's a fun comparison.
The best part of that whole story, he's turned out to be a good young man.
Absolutely.
And that's the best part of it all. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. Stay with us.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Lauren Uran is here. MediConnect, the inside connection. So the enrollment for those under 65 that shop their coverage through the Penny Marketplace. So November 1st, still underway through January 15th. Let's begin. Go ahead, Lauren.
That is right. So we are in the middle of the Penny or ACA open enrollment period. So Penny is Pennsylvania's version of Affordable Care Act insurance. So that's what those folks who, you know, if they don't have health coverage through their employer, sponsored benefits, or don't have the ability to access Medicare or Medicaid, this is the option available to them. And during this open enrollment period, so November 1st is when it started. So November 1st up through December 15th, if you signed up in that time frame, your plan then becomes effective for January 1st. So after December 15th, from now until the end of the season, January 15th, any change that you make to your insurance, or if you add a plan new, that will go into effect February 1st of 2025. So, you know, if you've been uninsured or if you just want to look at different plan options available for you, we can help with that as well. 888-818-6334. And, you know, for folks, Penny works a little differently, right? So it's based off of your age. It's based off of your income, and it's based off of your zip code and smoker or non-smoker. Tobacco use or non-tobacco use are the four things that they use to rate your premium. And what a lot of folks don't realize, I think, is that, you know, income limits, we can just even quickly check on the app, you might be eligible for a tax credit. So even though it says the premium is this, if you're eligible for a tax credit, that could actually bring down your overall premium. So it's definitely worth a call. especially if you've been going without insurance, to just check in and say, hey, can I get this? Can I get this for an affordable rate? But we are licensed and work with those plans as well. So if you're under 65 and you do not have that insurance coverage, this is the time that you can opt into a plan. No prior condition limits. And coverage can start again at this time. It'll be starting for February 1st effective date. So if you have a question, that's usually a quick, we can do that over the phone. You know, not a long time. We'll take a list of your doctors, take a list of your medications. We can rate you out, give you a price, take, you know, show you what it's going to look like for you. And then we also, you know, we just wrapped up the Medicare annual enrollment period. So that was October 15th through December 7th, where everybody can make those changes. But walking into the new year, we do have one more enrollment period, and that's the Medicare open enrollment period. And this enrollment period will last every year, January 1st through March 31st. And the open enrollment period will, if you make a change during that time frame, it always goes into effect the first of the next month. So if you make a change in January, that would go into effect February 1st, February, March 1st, and March, April 1st. What's nice about this enrollment period is, let's say you made a change to your coverage during AEP and you wish to make an additional change, or maybe you want to go back to the plan that you had, you try out a new plan, you don't like it. This is for Advantage plans. So if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you can look and change to another Advantage plan, or you can disenroll and go back to original Medicare and a prescription drug plan. And then lastly, we have the special enrollment periods. So the special enrollment periods, I like to refer to those as like a life event, right? So something like moving, gaining or losing medical assistance, loss of group coverage, just to name a few. Each one will come with a time frame, usually in relation to that life event. So, you know, loss of group coverage, 63 days from the event. And it's our job to know all those ins and outs. So if you think, you know, hey, I just moved, or hey, I'm losing this coverage, what do I do? You will have a qualified, what they refer to as special enrollment period, in a time frame to activate that Medicare and come onto that plan. Or even with Penny, you know, same thing. When I was changing from one company and losing my group coverage there, and I was under 65, I had a time frame where I could choose a Penny policy, you know, to go into effect for a 60-day time frame. So, you know, again, give us a call. We can help you with all of those enrollment periods. But one that I did want to talk about a little bit today was State Pharmaceutical Assistance Program. And in the state of Pennsylvania, we have a program known as PACE, PACENET. I know we've talked about it before, but holidays are coming up, Rob, and sometimes people are going to need to save on those prescriptions. So I like to let everybody know, you know, there is this program. It's called PACE and PACENET. It's funded by the Pennsylvania Lottery. And if you are a single person, not married, and your income, you're over the age of 65, and you've been a Pennsylvania resident for 90 days, if you make under $33,500 a year, you're eligible for PACE or PACENET. And for married couples, that number is actually $41,500 a year. If you are at that or under it, you would be eligible for PACE or PACENET. And what the PACE and PACENET program do is they actually lower the copays of your medications. So if you qualify for PACE, it's $6 for a generic or $9 for a brand name medication. PACENET, $8 for a generic medication or $15 for a brand name. So if you think you qualify for these guidelines, the PACE phone number is 1-800-225-7223. You can give them a call and just over the phone apply. Or if you have some questions or you wanted to talk to our representatives, you know, you think you might be qualified for this program. So what this program does, again, is lowers the cost of your medications, free to apply, available to anybody over 65 that's a resident of Pennsylvania. But also it creates one of those special enrollment periods. So if you have PACE or PACENET, that gives you an additional time throughout the year outside of that annual enrollment, outside of that open enrollment, to make a change to your plan. Whether you need it or not, you know, we might not know till we get there, but who wouldn't want to save on their prescriptions, especially with those holidays coming up?
They are doing all of this, the government, because more and more people are leaning into this type of healthcare and they want to make more opportunities available, but they don't want people to go without healthcare in America. They want people to find that path to take to make sure that they have the right plan. And that's why they need an advocate like MediConnect.
Absolutely. And again, you know, I think a big thing here with, you know, getting that assistance ahead of time, Next year, there's changes in all of those drug plans, whether it's a standalone drug plan or the Medicare Advantage plan. There's going to be deductibles on plans. So if somebody did miss that annual notice of change and didn't review their plan this year, you know, you could be subject to walking into the pharmacy in January and slapped with a very high deductible, high copay. You know, we had a couple calls in this week alone from some people that, you know, weren't former clients, but they said, hey, I just got the bill for my prescription drug plan for next month. And, you know, 2025, it went up by $30. You know, I don't even take a lot of medications. So that PACE-SNAP program could help sometimes even in lowering premiums, as well as helping with the cost of the medication. So, you know, walking into next year, I just think that we're going to have the need for programs like this, because there's going to be changes to those drug plans. And what, you know, depending, it really depends on your list of medications, how those changes are going to affect you. But I just don't, I know it's going to happen. I know we're going to get some calls from people walking into the pharmacy next year going, what happened here? But I would like to stop that from happening to anybody as much as I possibly can.
All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that people need to know just to see whether or not they should get started. So say somebody 65 but currently working, what should they be thinking about whether or not they go on Medicare or they stay with their company plan?
You know, again, there's a lot of variables in that question. So are you single? Are you married? Do you have a family on your health insurance plan? And does your health insurance plan currently that you're covered through the group have a large deductible? Because a lot of folks do, and we'll see where we can really save them on the Medicare route. Also, though, if you're covering a family of four or five and we can look at all those options to see if we can save you in premium, you know, really, I always say that, you know, about 2/3 of the time we can usually save people on premium and deductibles, and we're going to sit down and assess that. If it looks like you're in a stronger option with your group plan and you're still continuing to work, we're going to tell you that. We're going to lay it down apples to apples right next to each other and take a review with all of your scenarios. But it's definitely worth a review. You know, if you're approaching that age of 65, the seminars, again, are a wonderful way to get that educational base. And I always say do a comparison. There's no cost to you. What could it hurt? At the end of the day, maybe we could save you some money. But if you're in a good place, you at least now have the knowledge that, hey, I'm in a good place, and I'll give MediConnect a call in a year or two when I do decide to retire. But I like that question a lot, Rob.
All right, we got seminars coming up to repeat. We've got more prescription costs, the situations to tell you about, all sorts of good stuff still to come. But if you want to make an appointment with the people at MediConnect, remember, never a charge for their services. You can call right now, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. That's 888-818-6334. And we are coming back with one more segment with Lauren Uran. Next hour, the guys from True Value, winter-related weather questions, topic of conversation. And then we're going to do some warm weather destinations with Alicia Maisel, back with us for the first time in a while, hosting AAA East Central Stocking Travel. And then Carl Zachariah of Zachariah Brown Law for the Elderly, today on KDKA at noon.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back with Lauren Uran. Let's hit these seminars one more time. And again, they're coming in January. They are free, but you've got to reserve your space. And I'll remind you again, but you can do that now by calling 888-818-6334. Standing by right now, 888-818-6334. Or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Lauren.
All right, so January 14th at 6 p.m. we'll be in Monroeville at the Holiday Inn Express on Monroeville Boulevard. On January 21st at 6 p.m., we'll be at the UPMC Community Center in East Liberty on Penn Avenue in Pittsburgh. On January 23rd at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Town Place Suites in Cranberry. And January 28th, we'll be in Bethel Park at the Bethel Park Community Center, also at 6 p.m. But again, if you want to go online or give us a call, either way, you can get a full listing of those seminars. More to come for the year. This is just the start, just the tip of the iceberg here of the seminars. But also, those live webinars are going to be available to you as well. So more to come on those dates. But those have been really popular. We've been getting a great turnout for those. And again, you can sit in the comfort of your own home and check out the seminar.
You sure this is the tip of the iceberg?
You know, right?
I'm waiting. All right, so check prescription costs based off plan and pharmacy you like using. Compare coverage levels and premium costs. Help you understand the availability of tax credits to apply towards your healthcare expenditures. Enroll and service your account throughout the year as needed and annually. How do you get started? 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com. What you should have already been doing when you call, list of doctors, medication list, questions about coverage that are important to you, networks, dental, tax credits, and more. MediConnect can assist you through all the complexities of the Affordable Care Act and Penny in less than 30 minutes. So call right now if you have any questions. This is the perfect time. All of the mad rush of the enrollment period has kind of settled in, and now they're kind of got a little extra time to talk to you. And then, of course, the next enrollment period, which will begin right after the first of the year. So I wouldn't put it off. I'd call today, 888-818-6334. Really, this is a good time.
I was just going to say, you just said it's the perfect time. Guess what I'm doing this week?
What?
Looking over my own coverage. That's when the time I get to do it. So it's the kind of the lot, but it's the perfect time to call, you know, to review those options. That rush started back towards the beginning of the Penny enrollment period back in November. So, you know, if you do need that coverage, we can still get you open enrollment for a February 1st effective for the Penny health plans. And, you know, pretty easy. Just have a list of those doctors and medications, anything that's important to you, and we can do the rest, get you a quote, and get you covered for the next year.
All right, so we only have a couple of minutes left in the broadcast. Let's just talk about, where do you think everything is headed in this world of Medicare? One of the greatest gifts we have, having MediConnect standing by to help you navigate everything. Healthcare, obviously, is always in the news, always evolving. I think when I look back at this enrollment period, it's the Inflation Reduction Act, it's the donut hole, it's prescription drug prices. I think that's what I will remember. Do you think that's still going to be a big part moving forward?
I do. I think that all of these changes, we saw a lot of changes this year to just the skeleton of Medicare, if you will, right? The way that the functionality works, these changes that they put in from the Inflation Reduction Act to the prescription drugs to removing the donut hole, the carriers now have to all implement this. And we have multiple carriers. We always talk about Allegheny County being, you know, the third largest Medicare eligible county in the nation, second oldest population in the nation. It is a very thriving industry here in Western Pennsylvania, as well as across the nation. So I think that a lot of these changes that they made, we're going to have to see how some things lay out to really, truly predict. But, you know, we saw a little bit less in the way of offerings and prescription drug plans because now they don't have to have the donut hole. They're removing some of those things, updating the formulary. So I can see that becoming kind of a little bit less of a selection when it comes to the standalone drug plans. But I also think that on the Advantage plans, well, some of them did implement a deductible because that's the first time we're really seeing that in this region in Advantage plans. I think that, you know, we'll see those carriers start to do some different things when it comes to that drug portion in the future to get a little bit creative around how some of these things have landed. So that's going to be interesting to watch. And we saw, you know, some companies pull back a little bit of benefits this year. Some companies add some benefits and some companies come out with like a very low maximum out of pocket. So, you know, it'll really be interesting to walk through the next year, see how some of that levels out. And I do think it's going to be a very busy open enrollment period.
So Mr. McCormick, who was on many times from Blueberry Pharmacy, mm-hmm. I saw they had a really nice little Christmas theme. He dressed up like Elf and really engaged with their customer base. You think we're going to see more of that one-on-one coming down from behind the counter, taking you to the aisle to pick up whatever it is you need, basically, you know, maneuvering the possibility of getting you a drug that normally would cost you as much as $100 more per prescription for $5 to $10 to $15. Do you see more of that cost plus that Blueberry Pharmacy is bringing to the marketplace moving forward?
I really do hope so. I really hope that we do see that because I think it would be a good thing for the consumer. And then from a standpoint of MediConnect, you know, our customer experience department and starting to help people more understand or, you know, struggle with a claim for all of our clients. I think, you know, that service model, think about the people that are coming on to Medicare right now, right? You know, I think about you, Rob, my dad, more tech savvy than ever before. So I think we all have this information at our fingertips, but how do we help them get over some of these hurdles? And I really do see that customer service role, that one-on-one role playing a better part, you know, in the year to come.
Well, I do know one thing. We live in a world that gives us Social Security and gives us Medicare. No matter how tough you think we have it pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if I could get on a Medicare plan tomorrow, I would. I can tell you that for sure compared to, you know, some of the available options out there for under 65. So.
Listen, I have all my ducks in a row. That's like the last thing. So thanks to the good people at MediConnect, I'm on the right path, and I want you all to be on the right path too. So we're going to wrap with the seminars, and I'm going to tell you how you can reserve your space. They are free, but you got to reserve your space, and I'm going to give her kind of a minute to summarize. So a minute to summarize and then the seminars. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So again, we talked about some of those enrollment periods today, the annual enrollment period over, currently in the penny annual enrollment period. So you can sign up for under 65 coverage and then walking into the open enrollment period for Medicare starting January 1st. So back to back to back enrollment periods for our team back at the MediConnect office. So again, thank you guys. Just shout out to our team and also PaceNet. Assistance programs, resources out there available for you if those medication costs are too high or if you qualify. Hey, why not take the assistance, get your medications for a little bit less cost? And if you want to understand all of this and more, right, those seminars coming at you. So we have put those listings out on our website, and those seminars will be starting in Monroeville on January 14th at 6 p.m. Holiday Inn Express in Monroeville on Monroeville Boulevard. January 21st, 6 p.m. will be at the UPMC Community Center in East Liberty on Penn Avenue. January 23rd, 6 p.m., the Town Place Suites in Cranberry. And then also January 28th at 6 p.m. will be at the Bethel Park Community Center in Bethel Park.
Listen, Merry Christmas to you, to your significant other, your entire family. You have been a gem, a real incredibly talented professional who helped really navigate some customer-based questions through a very tough time for anyone who's making the decision to sign up for Medicare for the first time. But I can tell you this, if you do it with MediConnect, it'll take you exactly where you need to go, and it'll be a very smooth, easy transition because they are the best at what they do. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, stay tuned. News and then the guys from True Value nailing down some last-minute gift ideas. Tis the season for True Value.
The preceding was paid for by Medi. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.